But I'd like us just to break it down and make sure we understand it this morning, because it is truly a life-changing passage in God's Word. Verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So in all thy ways is the title of our message. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for the privilege to be here and open your word. We pray the Holy Ghost would have free course with every heart, that you would use your powerful word to touch lives and change us, Lord. And your will be done in this service, that our Savior be magnified and glorified. We ask this in his wonderful name. Amen. Two times in this passage, the word all shows up. Very important word in this context. All thine heart and all thy ways. And we'll talk more about that in a little while. But the whole point of the passage is God is willing and, of course, able to direct our paths, to give us direction, to guide us in this path in which we find ourselves called the Christian lives. But we have to take some steps to make that possible. We have to trust and lean not and acknowledge, as we see in this passage. So let's walk through this together, make sure we understand it, and then make sure that we are implementing it in our Christian walk. Because it's so important that God is the one that's leading us. God is the one that is directing our paths. Because the alternative is that we're doing it ourselves, and that's dangerous, as we'll see. So he starts by saying, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now, we know we're told to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, but here we're told to trust the Lord with all of thine heart. Now, we know that is how we get saved initially, isn't it? Is by placing our trust wholly on Jesus Christ as our Savior, as the one who died and rose again for us. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 that those who trusted in Christ, after that they heard the gospel of truth, those are the ones that believed and were saved. It's about trusting. And that's how we're born again. And if you're here this morning and you've not come to a point in your life where you trusted Jesus Christ alone to get you to heaven, then you're not going to heaven. Salvation is not a process, it's an event. Amen? That's why Jesus called it being born again. When we were born, at a certain moment in time, a certain minute. It's written on our birth certificate. It's the same with being born again. It happened at a certain time. There was a time when we realized we were on our way to hell, that we deserved hell, that we were sinners, and Jesus was our only solution. He died for us and rose again, and he's God, and we asked him to save us, and we placed our trust in him for our salvation. But how sad that after all that happens and we're born again, children of God, blood bought, then we revert back to trusting ourselves or trusting man. And that's dangerous. The Bible tells us we must trust only in him. Look at Psalm 125, if you would, verse 1. We'll just look at a couple of scriptures together. And this is a theme of Scripture, Old and New Testament alike, that we are to trust in the Lord. Psalm 125, verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. God says that when we do place our trust in the Lord, we are secure, we are standing on something solid that can't be changed. As Mount Zion that cannot be removed. Go to Jeremiah 17, please, verse 7. Again, we'll be reminded how important it is that all of our trust, not some of it, but it says all of thine heart is placed on God and God alone. Jeremiah 17, 7, notice what it says. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. God pronounces a blessing there on those who will trust the Lord. So trust in the Lord with all. It's a big word. With all thine heart. With everything. Yep, everything. Absolutely everything in this life is to be put into God's hands. Now that's hard to do. You know why? Because we're selfish and because we're full of pride. So our focus tends to be self rather than God. And we have this pride issue where we really want to have a hand in what goes on. That's why so many people flock to these religions that teach you can get to heaven by works, because it appeals to their pride. If they can have a part in getting themselves to heaven, then they can get to heaven and say, look what I did. The problem is, it's not going to work, is it? All our righteousness is filthy rags. If we get to heaven, it's only because of Jesus. Amen? And we get to heaven, there's going to be no boasting. There's only going to be falling on our faces with gratitude that He allowed us to come, that He paid the price and gave us salvation. But we need to learn to trust God every day for every little decision and thing in our lives. And God promises that if we will, great things will happen. So that's the first step. We've got to trust in the Lord with not some, but all of our heart. And then He says, verse 5, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, what does that mean? Well, it ties in with the first part of the verse. We can't trust ourselves. That's really what it's telling us. We cannot trust ourselves. This is definitely a common thing of Scripture. I'm just going to walk through some Scriptures. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. You're already there. Verse 7. Right after the passage, what does he say? Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in thine own eyes. You see, this has been a problem with man since the Garden of Eden. What did the devil promise Eve to get her to break God's one commandment? Oh, you'll know good and evil. You'll be as gods. Because man likes to believe that he's actually pretty amazing. When the truth is, we're sinners that deserve to go to hell. So, be not wise in your own eyes. Look at chapter 16 of Proverbs, verse 25. Notice what it says. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That seemeth right. I'll mention this more later, but you know what? We can't even trust our emotions and our feelings. How many times have you heard people say, well, it just felt right, so it must be right? Is that authoritative? Is that in line with Scripture? It isn't. Just because something feels right, it doesn't make it right. Sometimes sin feels right. What matters is what God wants. And as we read here, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. It feels right. You sense that it's right, but we better stop and make sure it is right, that it is in accordance with God's Word. And he expounds upon that in Jeremiah chapter 10, if you would turn over there. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, because it just lays it out so clearly. Notice what it says. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. You see what God is saying there? That we don't even have the capacity to know the right way. That's what it says. It's not in man. There's another verse in Proverbs that says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. And yet, how often do we trust our heart? Well, it just feels right. Or have you ever heard, I had a peace about it? Where'd that peace come from? Did it come from God's Word, or did it come from your feelings and your emotions? And is that authoritative? We need to be careful about those things. Because the Bible says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. And then look at Jeremiah 17 again. We already looked at it when we looked at verse 7, but I want to show you two other verses in this chapter about trust and who we trust. Verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. So God is saying, cursed is the man that trusteth in man, here in Jeremiah 17:5. Now look at verse 9. Very familiar verse. What does it say? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So if the heart is deceitful above all things, and if the heart is desperately wicked, can we trust it? No. That's what God means when he says, lean not unto thine own understanding. So, three steps here. to getting our paths directed. Number one, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Number two, lean not unto thine own understanding. And then the second all is found in verse 6. Go back there, Proverbs 3, 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. This is different than the trust part. This is an acknowledgement. This is giving it to God. Everything. So God wants us to do two alls here. He wants us to trust him with all of our heart, but he also wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. In other words, admit that he is God, that he owns us, that he is in control, and that it's up to him what should happen in our lives. But that's not often how we run our lives, is it? Well, how we often run our lives is, this is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to acknowledge God. Okay, Sunday morning, I'll acknowledge God. But the rest of the week, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I want to do, and then I get into trouble, and then I need to come to God and say, help. Why? Because I didn't acknowledge him in all of my ways. Look at Proverbs 16 and verse 3. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Look what it says. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit what? Thy works. Everything we do. Commit it to the Lord. This ties in with what we talked about last week. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. We're here to bring him glory. We're here to please him. We're here to serve him. He owns us. God says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. The Bible tells us, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast it all on him. 1 Peter 5, 7, what's it say? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I've heard people say, oh, well, I don't bother God with the little things, just the big things. Why? Is it because you think God doesn't have big enough shoulders to handle it? God tells us to give it all to him. Every little thing. What's it say in Philippians 4? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Everything. Casting all your care upon him. There's no limits. God wants it all. Because until we're willing to acknowledge him in all of our ways, we can't ask him to direct our paths. So three steps for us. Trust him with all of our heart, not just some of it. Lean not into our own understanding. No, don't trust self, because self is not trustworthy. And acknowledge him in everything we do. Say, Lord, this is yours. This is your work. This is what you want. And if it's not, show me and I won't do it. But acknowledge him in all thy ways. And what does he promise? Verse 6. He shall direct thy paths. That should be our desire. Is that God is directing our paths. He's promised. He says the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day in Proverbs 4:18. That's what we should all want, is that shining path. And God promises to direct our paths. But it's not going to happen until we're willing to trust with all of our heart, lean not under our understanding, and acknowledge him in all of our ways. He promises to direct. Look at Psalm 25, if you would, verse 4. Just look at some scriptures about God directing our paths this morning. 25, verse 4. Just keeping an eye out to see if the chairs are too comfortable. Nobody's fallen asleep yet, so we're okay. Mikey got close there, but other than that. Psalm 25, verse 4, what's it say? Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me what? Thy paths. Teach me thy paths. God says in Psalm 32, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. God promises over and over and over again, he will lead us, he will guide us, he will give us direction. Look at Jeremiah chapter 10, please. I'm sorry, Proverbs 16. We already looked at Jeremiah 10. Proverbs 16, verse 9. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be removed. You know what the Bible tells us in the New Testament? James chapter 1, verse 5. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. I wonder how many times a day we should ask for wisdom. Considering the Bible says, if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. In 1 Corinthians 8. In other words, the Bible says, if we really think we have the answers, we don't. Which means we need to be asking for wisdom all the time. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And what's it say? It shall be given him. These are beautiful promises. This is one of the keys to the Christian life, is to give it all to God. To trust him with all of our heart, not just some of it, but all of it. Every little hidden compartment, trust him with all of our heart. Don't trust self. Lean not unto that own understanding, and acknowledge him in all our ways. If you can't acknowledge God in what you're about to do, then don't do it. It's that simple. We should be able to acknowledge God in every little thing that we do every day. And if we'll learn to do that, what a promise. He shall direct thy paths, which is what we should all desire. He shall direct thy paths. So, is your path being directed by God or by yourself? Only you can answer that question this morning. But I hope that it will be your desire that your path would be directed by God and God alone. I hope that everyone in this room can say without a doubt, I know that I'm born again. I know there was a day, there was a time when I realized I was on my way to hell, and I realized Jesus paid for my sin, and I asked him to save me. I know that's happened for me. I trusted him with all my heart for my eternal destiny, for my salvation. But are you trusting him with all your heart now, with everything else, so that he can direct your paths? I hope so. In all thy ways. Let's pray.